This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A short reminder on the event that you're all going to be waiting for in the next couple of hours, which is New Year's. New Year's is coming, and we have our New Year's as Muslims and Muharram, which we know of. But this New Year's is like a world thing where everybody participates in it. And what everybody does is they set themselves goals, they set themselves, you know, targets and so on, which is fine. But celebration of it, you can ask your local imams what their opinion is. I'm not here to give you, you know, fatwas and what you should do and what you shouldn't do. But what I am here to do is to pass on something that I've been doing for the last few years and hope that you guys will practice on it. My teacher, Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahim Sahab, and many other teachers I've came across have said this to me, is what they say is that at the time of New Year's, when you get a chance, not when you get a chance, you should do this, right? So what happens on the 31st of December at 11, you could say 58, 57, 11:57-ish, engage in salah. Start your namaz, go Allahu Akbar, start your salah and prolong it. Prolong it as long as you can and try to take it past 12, where you end up on 12:02, 12:03, 12:04, and try to cover that 5 minutes before and 5 minutes after. So let's just say 11:55 to, let's just say 12:05. If you can do longer, mashallah. The reason my teacher used to say this to me, he used to say to me that, look, that in the whole world, in the whole world, when it hits 11:59, you have people sitting there with their bottles of alcohol. You'll have people sitting in clubs waiting. You'll have, you know, you'll have a lot of, you could say, environments which are, you could say, not according to the Sharia, right? So what will happen is that what you want to put yourself in a situation is that when you're praying, think about all those people that have forgotten Allah and they are completely busy and drinking alcohol, intoxicating, laughing, joking, fireworks, engaged in other things. So all the world is focused on one thing, and that is 11:59 hitting 12 o'clock. But imagine you standing in front of Allah. Think about how many people around the world will be engaged in salah to Allah at a time where the whole world nearly is not engaged towards Allah. So you'll be amongst those very few. So it's a very good opportunity to stand in prayer at that time, make dua after that time, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your years to come very easy, smooth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you from calamities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you from anything that's bad that's going to come your way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all your goals, all your targets be a success, make them come true and so on. And try to plan and organize. And what you should be really reflecting upon in the New Year's is that what did you do from January to December? What you could have changed? Who have you hurt? Who have you not upset? Anything that you have done that would have displeased Allah, try not to repeat the same mistake. Try to do better in this year. For example, in the month of Ramadan, you may have not fast properly last year. Make sure you fast properly this year. Make sure you're more engaged with it. You know, try to make it connected to your deen. And remember, the reason I made this video is try to stand in prayer for those 10 minutes or so whilst the whole world is partying and doing what they do best. You try your best to engage yourself and turn yourself towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.